Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, the Lucius Law that the governor signed seems very reasonable at first glance. You're like, you should be a responsible parent. And if you've been notified that your child may be violent, of course, I would think that you would want a parent to lock the guns up. Or, you know, I have to tell you, I don't think it's that benign. I think this is something where the Democrats, who want to make it incredibly difficult for you to have a weapon anywhere in your car, on you, in your house, I think this is another way that they're using something that was horrible to try to get into your house and scare you off from having a weapon in your house. Because think about all of the, I don't have kids, but I haven't been living in a bubble. I have friends who have had children who've had problems. You know, kids have problems. And that's why you're in a family, is to try to protect your kids, help them get over the problem. So what do you do if your kid gets in a fight at the local middle school? Or, I had one friend who does not live here in Virginia, just to be clear, whose son got really mad one day and said he was going to kill everybody. Okay, well, that's, you got to take that seriously, and that's a stupid thing to say, and it was an emotional outlash that was bad. It was bad. But he got locked up over that statement. And I'm thinking, all right, so now that is said, the kid goes to juvie or where, and what, I don't know what the deal was. He wound up in a hospital for a little bit. Now what is the parent supposed to do? They lock the gun up, but do they need to get it out of the house? Do they need to disarm themselves and be potentially in jeopardy themselves because their kid has now been officially declared a threat? You know, I mean, I feel like this bill is the kind of thing where someone says, this was awful. This poor girl got, I read the story. You know, we're finally getting the details about what happened to poor Lucia Bremer. I mean, shot 9 times in that garage by one of her classmates or somebody affiliated with the school. Everybody knows it was awful, but is this the solution to that problem? I don't know how you encourage parents to be responsible without criminalizing this. And again, the same delegates and senators, Democrats, who pushed this bill, I would love to have them on the show and say, now, what would you do to the person who actually committed the crime? The young man who was, 14? Am I remembering that right? He was 14. The 14-year-old who killed this poor girl, what do you want to do about him? Because he's the one that actually committed the crime, right? It wasn't the parents who committed the crime. The 14-year-old did. And my guess is that they would have, you know, he's a young, let's not ruin another life. Let's not take two lives. We have this young girl who was killed, but what would compound the tragedy is to take someone else's life. Now, that's not my attitude. I will tell you right now, my attitude, and I know some of you will be appalled by this, but I got to tell you, we live in a more peaceful society if we executed that 14-year-old. I'm waiting for people to crash their cars because they're not used to someone saying it. I just don't have, when you kill somebody else, my sympathy for you, I mean, like unprovoked, no reason, you're not in a fight where the person just hit their head on the wall and they wound up dead. I mean, you went out stalking someone and you slaughtered them. I don't have sympathy for you. And I don't care whether you're 14 or whether you're 40. I don't have sympathy for you. And I think this is one of the mistakes we're making as a society is that we come up, you know, we're delusional. Oh, this makes us good people because we allow killers to continue. We're going to give this kid a second chance. Why? Why would you do that? Not only are you allowing someone who's committed a heinous crime to continue to exist in our society, amongst us, potentially, right? With the new laws the Democrats have passed in 15 years, wouldn't he be one of the ones they'd... The second look, Bill. Oh, God. You know, he killed her so many years ago. It's been 15 years. Let's let him out. Hell no. And you know what? If you executed these people, adults, and, you know, a 14-year-old is not a baby. If you got rid of these people in a very public way, dignified, public, going through the legal process, I guarantee you people would sober up in this society and say, you know what, we're not going to be allowed to get away with this. I think that would be a very sobering moment for a lot of people who are just, you know, governed by emotion. Now, I know that's awful. I know that's painful, but I just don't feel like this is a real solution. I think it's actually going to make it worse for parents. And that's by design because they're trying to take your guns, whether they admit it or not. Sorry to tell you. 8:41 on this Wednesday morning. It's the 27th day of March, 2024. I'm John Reed, and I'm glad you're with us here on News Radio WRVA. All right, let's switch to real estate. Everybody's got an interest in real estate. And my friend Clayton Getz, who runs Mission Realty, the founder of Mission Realty, runs Mission Realty, is with us this morning. He joins us a couple times a year to kind of give us the outlook on real estate in Central Virginia. And this is a dicey one, Clayton, with interest rates still high and apparently frozen for the foreseeable future. What are you thinking the spring will look like? Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning, John. So, yeah, it's an election year.
Yeah.
Right. So, it's really up in the air. It's anybody's guess as to what the Fed is going to do. Obviously, inflation is still a concern. So trying to slow down the economy by, you know, keeping interest rates where they are and keeping sellers, you know, keeping homeowners where they are, seems to be the objective. But here's a little bit of good news and some mixed messaging here, John. So the good news is that Americans are sitting on a tremendous amount of equity. So 67.4% of Americans have either paid off their mortgages or have at least 50% equity in their homes. That's a very encouraging, because you remember the 2008 collapse was kind of the opposite of that. You know, Americans, we were using our homes as ATM machines. Well, that trend has reversed. Foreclosure activity is down. It doesn't look like that's going to be an issue anytime soon. So that's the good news. The mixed message is that home prices only appreciated by, on average, 6% in 2023.
Mm-hmm.
And I say only, John, because the previous 2 years prior to 2023 experienced double-digit growth.
Right.
And I think the mixed message is, I think the slowing down, quote unquote, of price appreciation should be welcome news for all of us. Because I think the question is, at what point does this really become unsustainable, unaffordable, if we haven't, you know, reached that in most markets or in many markets already? And here in Richmond, I mean, John, it is the landscape for buyers is not all the time, but I would say 75 to 80% of the time, you are competing against someone else who's paying all cash and waiving all contingencies.
Gosh, I know.
And it's hard. It's hard. It's hard to get in there, and prices are being driven up, you know, $50, $60, $75, $100,000 from the actual listing price. So as a seller, you may hear that and say, great, this is great news, right? You know, I can earn more than I thought I was going to earn on the sale of my home. But what happens when you go to buy a house?
Right.
That's the dilemma that we're all facing right now. So I think that home price appreciation slowing down should actually be welcome news for all of us, whether we own a home or not.
Yeah. It is interesting. You know, Alonzo and I have thought about, because it looks like this radio gig will work out for a while. Who knows? But, you know, we've thought about upgrading from where we are now. But every time I look at a new property, I think, all right, what's the monthly payment going to be on this? It's going to more than double what I'm paying every month. And I'm looking at the potential new house thinking, is it really worth that? You know, I kind of like where I am right now. And do I want to put, you know, to want to commit myself to that additional huge outlay of money for what? You know, if it's grand palace, cool. But for just a little bit of, you know, a fenced in backyard, do I really want to pay that extra money? So far, the answer has been no.
Yeah, it's a great, it's such a good, I think, conversation to have, because, you know, here's the deal. And again, anybody's guess as to what interest rates are going to do this year.
Right,
they are expected, the experts, right, mm-hmm. are saying that they should hit 6% by the end of the year. Well, here's the historical, you know, perspective on this, John, is when I got into the business in 2005, interest rates were right around 6.5%. And then they very quickly fell to, you know, 5%, and the market went bonkers.
Yeah.
And so what you're dealing with is when interest rates are driven artificially low, you know, to 2.75%, which is what my wife and I are currently sitting on. Mm-hmm. Then when you're staring at a 7% interest rate, historically, that doesn't look bad.
Right.
But when you're sitting on 3% or sub 3%, then yes, that becomes challenging. So what we're seeing is a lot of first-time home buyers and people that are in a position where they just really need to move for whatever reason.
Right.
And then you have a lot of folks like yourself that are like, you know what, it doesn't make sense for me. And that's very reasonable at this point. Kind of wait and see what rates are going to do later this year or after the election in 2025.
Yeah. Well, listen, I know because I talk about you every day how many properties you all have moved over the years, over $1 billion in property, and that you all are the experts on this. Real quick before we go, is this hurting you? I mean, you make money when property is sold, but, you know, buying and selling. So the volume must be down. Is that okay, or from a business perspective?
Well, yeah. So it's not hurting us, and here's why.
Okay.
There was an adjustment last year, of course, because of the lack of inventory. But what happens when markets shift like this, John, is a lot of part-time real estate agents, a lot of agents that just are not committed to the industry, or just it gets a little more challenging. 2021 and 2022 this business was easy.
Yeah.
This environment takes skill.
You got to work.
And so you've got and our agents, I mean, they at Mission Realty, they always they work.
Right.
But it takes skill navigating through this, and it's such an honor to help someone through what is likely to be, you know, the biggest investment they will ever make.
Right.
But when real estate agents, when the real estate industry, from an agent standpoint, contracts, then you have less competition. So that's what we're dealing with right now, is a lot of agents are leaving the business.
It's interesting.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, listen, I'm always happy to talk to you. Clayton Goetz of Mission Realty. And I hope that folks will get a hold of you, 545-4440, just so I don't have to repeat that over again 10 times in email today. Clayton, thank you. I hope you're well.
Thank you, John. Have a great day.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye. 848. We're back with more in a moment on News Radio WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.